Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Third House, or Sahaja Bhava for Cancer Rising, Part 1. For Cancer Rising, the third house falls in Virgo, ruled by Mercury. Cancer, governed by the moon, is intuitive, nurturing, and emotionally driven, while Virgo is practical, precise, and intellectually focused. When the emotionally sensitive Cancer Rising channels its daily courage, speech, and skills through the analytical filter of Virgo, the result is a native who communicates with thoughtful caution and emotional precision. They are unlikely to speak impulsively. Words are chosen carefully, often with an underlying need to avoid chaos and ensure correctness. Mercury's rulership here gives these natives a naturally observant and detail-oriented communication style. They notice small inconsistencies, remember fine details, and often edit their thoughts before speaking. Their speech is typically understated but deliberate, often carrying undertones of nervous energy or a tendency to over-explain. They are articulate but not dramatic. Rather than express to impress, they express to clarify or to help. Over time, they develop a service-oriented voice, often becoming the emotional fixers in social or sibling circles. Sibling relationships for Cancer Rising with Virgo in the third house tend to be shaped by themes of responsibility, critique, or subtle comparison. Either the native felt the need to support or repair a sibling, or was themselves subject to comparison or quiet judgment. Their early school environment may have emphasized order, discipline, or intellectual performance. Courage and self-worth were often built not through confrontation, but through competence, mastering a task or solving a problem rather than challenging a person. The Virgo influence here also imparts a strong skill orientation. These natives love systems, whether organizing a home, building a curriculum, or editing a document. They are happiest when they have something useful to offer. Communication becomes an applied art. Writing, research, teaching, or critical thinking are their preferred modes. Their voice may not be the loudest in the room, but it is often the most helpful, factual, or quietly discerning. Physically, Virgo here sharpens hand-eye coordination and speech control. The voice is often clear, gentle, or mildly fast-paced, with occasional stammering or overqualification when anxious. There is a natural tendency toward journaling, planning, or making lists. They may excel at crafts, diagnostics, or anything involving fine motor skills. However, nervous tension often builds in the hands, arms, or shoulders when they feel emotionally unsafe or mentally overloaded. Family conditioning may have emphasized service, humility, or intellectual correctness. These natives may have learned early that speaking well, behaving properly, or being useful earns love or approval. This can make them hesitant in open expression, especially in emotionally vulnerable situations. Over time, they must learn that not every sentence needs to be edited, and that emotional honesty, not just clarity, is key to authentic communication. Financially, Virgo in the third house supports income through practical, detailed work. Professions involving communication, editing, scheduling, training, or healing, like counseling, therapy, or coaching, are often natural fits. They can also succeed in data analysis, writing, tech support, or process-oriented creative fields. Work involving siblings, short-distance travel, or education may also feature throughout life. The third house becomes active at ages 3, 15, 27, 39, 51, 63, and 75. At 15, these natives often experience a sharp awakening of intellectual independence, perhaps through academic distinction or critical dialogue. At 27, their voice becomes more publicly useful, often through career, publishing, or training roles. By 39, they refine how they serve through communication, balancing emotional authenticity with analytical excellence. Ultimately, they are communicators who bridge heart and mind, learning that vulnerability, when filtered through clarity and service, becomes true strength. Conjunctions in third house or Sahaja Bhava for Cancer Rising: Venus, 3rd and 11th Lord, Kyu. Venus brings grace, diplomacy, and aesthetic sensitivity into communication, while Ketu withdraws from worldly desires and emphasizes detachment. In Virgo, this creates a communicator who is soft-spoken, poised, and precise, yet often emotionally absent or inwardly disengaged. Their words are refined but minimal, and they may express through symbolic, artistic, or metaphysical language rather than direct speech. Sibling relationships, Third Lord, are often marked by karmic distance or early emotional gaps. The personality is subtle and artistic, but also solitary, more attuned to beauty in silence than in conversation. Mars, 5th and 10th Lord, plus Venus, 3rd and 11th Lord. Mars offers drive, initiative, and clarity. Venus adds social awareness, sweetness, and design. In Virgo, their combined effect sharpens speech into something strategic yet charming. These natives communicate with confident intent, persuasive without being pushy. With the 3rd, 5th, 10th, and 11th Lords involved, there is strong potential for success in public roles involving communication, teaching, performance, or consulting. Sibling dynamics are often fiery but affectionate, collaboration and rivalry alternating over time. The personality is expressive, tactically skilled, and socially fluid, quick to act but mindful of how they're perceived. Mars, 5th and 10th Lord, plus Ketu. Mars signifies action and ambition. Ketu dissolves ego and draws attention inward. This results in a native who communicates selectively and with great focus. In Virgo, their words are sparse, sharp, and highly functional, spoken more for utility than connection. With the 5th and 10th houses linked, intelligence and ambition find expression in technical mastery, niche leadership, or solitary innovation. Sibling ties may be abrupt or karmically unresolved. They prefer precision over verbosity and results over attention. The personality is intense, independent, and introverted, drawn to work that allows quiet excellence over public acclaim. Mars, 5th and 10th Lord. Saturn, 7th and 8th Lord. Mars initiates and Saturn sustains. Together in Virgo, they create a communicator who is methodical, highly focused, and emotionally guarded. Speech is slow but impactful, every word chosen for purpose, not emotion. Early communication may have been delayed or tightly controlled, often shaped by stern schooling or distant sibling relations. The combination of 5th, 7th, 8th, and 10th Lordship brings depth to leadership, crisis response, and commitment in professional or relational settings. The personality is patient, efficient, and steady, excellent for structured environments requiring clarity, precision, and resilience. Venus, 3rd and 11th Lord, plus Saturn, 7th and 8th Lord. Venus softens Saturn's coldness, while Saturn gives Venus discipline and maturity. In Virgo, this creates a speaker who is tactful yet serious, socially polite but never frivolous. Communication is measured and often formal. The native may speak less often, but with impact when they do. With the 3rd and 8th houses activated, sibling relationships may carry hidden emotional patterns or shared burdens. They tend to avoid casual chatter, preferring structured, purpose-driven dialogue. The personality is elegant, duty-bound, and relationship-aware, fusing quiet refinement with practical realism in all communication. Saturn, 7th and 8th Lord, Ketu. This is a deeply introspective combination that mutes external expression. Saturn brings responsibility and memory. Ketu brings detachment and transcendence. In Virgo, this manifests as minimalist communication that feels heavy, philosophical, or ancient. The native may struggle to engage in light social contexts and may feel invisible in peer environments. They are often better writers than speakers and gravitate towards spiritual, historical, or psychological inquiry. With the 8th house involved, they may uncover hidden truths through speech or retreat from public voice altogether. The personality is reclusive, karmically weighted, and wise beyond their years. Venus, 3rd and 11th Lord, plus Mars, 5th and 10th Lord. This pairing repeats with reversed emphasis, revealing another shade of its effect. Venus drives connection while Mars insists on direction. In Virgo, this gives someone who balances assertiveness with grace in communication. Perfect for roles where elegance must be backed by clarity and strength. Their style is suited to persuasive presentations, creative campaigns, or diplomatic leadership. Sibling dynamics are marked by productive tension or shared ambition. With both action and social alignment emphasized, they are often found in competitive but cooperative environments. The personality is bold, charming, and expressive, adept at converting ideas into action. Saturn, 7th and 8th Lord, plus Venus, 3rd and 11th Lord. Closing with this matured blend of structure and softness, the native is someone who learns early that words carry consequences. In Virgo, speech becomes a form of service, carefully constructed, emotionally contained, and socially aware. They may work in law, education, or elder care, fields where discretion and grace are vital. Sibling bonds often involve formalized roles or caregiving. With 3rd, 7th, and 8th houses involved, they may also act as emotional anchors in partnerships or communities. The personality is sincere, understated, and quietly resilient, valuing consistency over flash in both connection and communication. 3rd house or Sahaja Bhava for Scorpio Rising, Part 1. For Scorpio Rising, the 3rd house falls in Capricorn, ruled by Saturn. Scorpio, governed by Mars, is intense, investigative, and emotionally charged. While Capricorn brings restraint, structure, and calculated practicality into the realm of communication, courage, and skills. This combination results in a native who speaks with deliberation and authority. Their communication is rarely impulsive. Rather, it is filtered through control, timing, and strategy. The native values clarity and may often appear silent or reserved. But when they speak, their words carry weight and purpose. Saturn ruling the 3rd house gives a communication style that is economical and precise. These natives prefer to speak only when necessary. They are not verbose, but purposeful, often carrying a less is more attitude in dialogue. Their tone tends to be dry, serious, or formal, and they may come across as emotionally guarded. This is not someone who expresses with flamboyance. Instead, they earn credibility through consistency, realism, and disciplined thought. They communicate like builders, laying each word like a brick, with the long-term impact in mind. Sibling relationships tend to carry an undertone of responsibility, distance, or even karmic burden. There may be age gaps, rigid roles, or emotionally unavailable siblings. In some cases, the native may have acted as a caretaker or felt obliged to keep peace in the sibling dynamic. Early schooling may have felt restrictive, structured, or defined by strict expectations. They learn best in environments that are goal-oriented and focused on mastery, rather than play or free expression. With Capricorn in the 3rd house, the skill-building process is slow but enduring. These natives develop their talents over time, especially in technical, administrative, architectural, or policy-driven fields. Their hands and voice are tools for creating order, solving logistical problems, or reinforcing structure. They are capable of impressive achievements, but only after prolonged effort. There's a natural aptitude for fields requiring planning, engineering, law, or legacy building. Physically, Capricorn's influence lends strength and endurance to manual skills. Their hands may be steady, precise, and practical. Their speech is usually low-toned, composed, and deliberate. No wasted breath or uncontrolled bursts. Under stress, they may go silent or retreat into overthinking before responding. They may prefer to write rather than speak, using the written word to control pacing and edit expression. Communication is often internalized before it becomes externalized. Family conditioning for Scorpio rising with Capricorn in the 3rd house often emphasizes self-restraint, duty, and achievement. Expressing emotion through speech may not have been encouraged, resulting in a cautious verbal style. The native may grow up believing that words must be earned or justified. As they mature, they learn that clarity and vulnerability can coexist, and that authority in speech comes not just from control, but also from authentic presence. Financially, Capricorn here supports skill-based income through steady development and technical reliability. Professions that reward loyalty, precision, and time-tested systems work well. These natives often build a career slowly through competence, not charisma. They may also engage in long-term freelance or writing projects where structure and persistence are key. Their courage grows with each result. They speak more confidently as their knowledge deepens. The 3rd house activates at ages 3, 15, 27, 39, 51, 63, and 75. At 15, the native may experience a defining moment around responsibility, perhaps through an older sibling or academic challenge. At 27, their verbal identity begins to reflect mastery and earned credibility. At 39, they refine their communication into leadership, perhaps publishing, managing, or mentoring through speech. over time, they learn that silence, too, can be strength, but that when they choose to speak, they build legacies word by word. Conjunctions in third house or Sahaja Bhava for Scorpio Rising Part 2, Saturn, 3rd and 4th Lord, Venus, 7th and 12th Lord. Saturn brings order, perseverance, and emotional restraint. Venus adds grace, aesthetic sensibility, and relational depth. In Capricorn, their union produces a communicator who is tactful, diplomatic, and deeply aware of social structure. Speech is deliberate and gentle, but underpinned by strong internal boundaries. Sibling connections may involve mentorship, responsibility, or shared duties, especially related to family. The native often uses their voice to mediate, design, or bring balance to heavy situations. Their style suits architecture, design, law, or counseling. The personality is poised, structured, and emotionally mature, bridging sensitivity and realism with elegance. Saturn, 3rd and 4th Lord, plus Jupiter, 2nd and 5th Lord. Jupiter uplifts with wisdom and teaching. Saturn constrains and refines. In Capricorn, Jupiter is weakened, yet Saturn's presence offers discipline to Jupiter's ideals. This produces a voice that is slow, thoughtful, and anchored in moral or philosophical responsibility. The native may use communication to structure belief systems or educate through grounded frameworks. Sibling relationships often involve age gaps or formal interactions. With houses linked to speech, family, intelligence, and emotional security, the native often becomes a serious thinker, legal mind, or pragmatic advisor. The personality is careful, principled, and steady, often becoming a source of structured guidance. Saturn, 3rd and 4th Lord, plus Mars, 1st and 6th Lord. Mars gives drive and willpower. Saturn gives control and direction. Together in Capricorn, where Mars is exalted, this creates a relentless communicator, quietly forceful and undeterred. The native speaks with authority and often takes on roles that require strategic conflict navigation. There is minimal verbosity. Communication is sharp, planned, and deeply disciplined. Sibling dynamics may involve competition, long-term tension, or a shared sense of duty. Ideal for law, defense, engineering, or management. The personality is industrious, commanding, and tenacious, acting when ready, speaking only with impact. Saturn, 3rd and 4th Lord, plus K2 Saturn consolidates, K2 releases. In Capricorn, this conjunction creates a communicator of few words but heavy influence. The native may feel detached from casual interaction, preferring silence, solitude, or profound insight. Speech is measured, sometimes cold, yet holds deep karmic authority. Sibling relationships may be distant, faded, or shaped by ancestral echoes. The native gravitates toward occult studies, ancient systems, or fields requiring isolation and precision. The personality is inwardly focused, severe, and contemplative, often channeling invisible forces into visible order. Venus, 7th and 12th Lord, plus Mars, 1st and 6th Lord. Venus attracts, Mars asserts. Together in Capricorn, they bring harmony and strength into daily expression. The native speaks with both charm and conviction, blending sensuality with discipline. Their communication is stylish but clear-cut, suited for performance, strategy, or negotiation. There may be magnetic sibling dynamics involving flirtation, rivalry, or teamwork. With houses of identity, partnership, conflict, and closure activated, the voice becomes a personal tool of both connection and conquest. The personality is seductive, goal-oriented, and quietly commanding, built to both disarm and lead. Venus, 7th and 12th Lord, keep. This pairing produces emotional refinement without attachment. Venus seeks relational harmony. K2 breaks through illusion. In Capricorn, the native may have a soft, alluring voice that communicates through emotional restraint. They express subtly, often preferring gesture, symbol, or aesthetic over direct speech. Sibling bonds may feel karmic or unfulfilled. The native may gravitate toward creative solitude, spiritual beauty, or mystical design. Their speech carries the quality of echo, gentle, distant, and strangely resonant. The personality is artistic, spiritually elegant, and inwardly free, resisting convention while cloaked in outer grace. Mars, 1st and 6th Lord. Jupiter, 2nd and 5th Lord. Mars acts with precision. Jupiter expands with conviction. In Capricorn, Mars is exalted and lends sharp control to Jupiter's wisdom. The native becomes a potent speaker, able to teach, command, and inspire through discipline and clarity. Speech combines personal truth with universal knowledge, making this ideal for leadership in law, education, or reform. Sibling dynamics may revolve around moral debates or shared missions. The personality is confident, ethical, and strategic, delivering truth not impulsively, but with crafted impact. Jupiter, second and fifth lord. Jupiter seeks meaning and knowledge. Ketu seeks release from the known. In Capricorn, this produces a speaker who challenges dogma and questions authority. The native may possess intuitive wisdom, but distrust systems of belief, leading to silent rebellion or solitary philosophy. Their speech may be philosophical, abstract, or prophetic in tone, often reflecting truths others feel but can't articulate. Sibling connections may be muted, spiritually significant, or sacrificed early in life. The personality is introspective, transcendent, and knowledge-driven, dedicated to what lies beyond tradition and appearances. Third house, or Sahaja Bhava, for Pisces Rising, Part 1. For Pisces Rising, the third house falls in Taurus, ruled by Venus. Pisces, governed by Jupiter, is imaginative, sensitive, and spiritually inclined, while Taurus introduces steadiness, sensuality, and material grounding into the realm of communication, courage, and skills. This blend produces a native whose speech is calm, affectionate, and deliberate. They express with warmth and subtle rhythm, often preferring beauty and comfort in words rather than speed or confrontation. Their mind, though intuitive by nature, gains a strong foundation in practicality through the third house. Venus, as the ruler of the third house, grants a gentle, melodic voice and a natural talent for aesthetics and communication. These natives often enjoy using language in artistic or sensory ways, poetry, singing, storytelling, or design-related expression. Their speech is rarely impulsive. They pause, reflect, and deliver words in a measured tone. When well-developed, this results in refined articulation and elegant persuasion. When under pressure, they may avoid directness or resist verbal confrontation, choosing harmony over challenge. Sibling relationships for Pisces Rising are often affectionate, tactile, and built around shared pleasures, music, food, stories, or mutual support. There's usually an emotional and sensory closeness that carries through life, even if practical responsibilities are divided. Early learning environments are remembered for comfort, kindness, or sensory stimulation. These natives learn best through repetition, touch, and emotionally safe surroundings. Their courage is quiet but solid. They may not rush into arguments, but they will persist with serene determination. Taurus in the third house gives a stable, grounded form to communication. These individuals speak with intention, and they usually mean what they say. Their words are soothing, persuasive, and sometimes slow, but always rooted in purpose. They prefer calm dialogue and constructive expression over impulsivity. Skill development is tactile and sensorial. Hands-on crafts, culinary arts, music, vocal modulation, or gardening may appeal strongly. Their intellectual tempo is slow and steady. Once they grasp something, it sticks for life. Physically, Taurus in this house gives strong hands, pleasant vocal tone, and grounded gestures. The voice may be musical, calming, or physically resonant. Their speech tends to favor sensory language, talking about how things feel, taste, or sound, rather than using abstract terms. When stressed, they may become stubborn in expression or resist changing their communication habits. Their growth lies in balancing emotional receptivity with clear, assertive dialogue. Family conditioning for Pisces Rising often emphasizes emotional safety, but the third house brings in a need for practical engagement. These natives are taught to express kindly, maintain emotional tone, and speak without harming. As they mature, they learn that soft speech does not equal weakness, and that the ability to speak slowly, clearly, and meaningfully is a power of its own. They grow into voices that are grounding for others, bridging heart and form with every word. Financially, Taurus in the third house supports steady income through verbal skill, relational harmony, and tactile creativity. Fields such as singing, counseling, teaching, voice-based professions, fashion, or hospitality align well. They earn best when their talents meet human need, especially where beauty and emotional comfort intersect. Their speech becomes not just a tool for connection, but also a source of value. The third house activates at ages 3, 15, 27, 39, 51, 63, and 75. At 15, the native often experiences the first awakening of vocal confidence, perhaps through art, writing, or music. At 27, they find professional or relational stability through communication. By 39, their words may hold financial power, public value, or serve as healing tools. Their journey lies in grounding Pisces sensitivity through Taurus's poise, learning that beauty in speech is not just how it sounds, but how steadily it stands. Conjunctions in third house or Sahaja Bhava for Pisces rising, part two. Venus, third and eighth lord, plus Jupiter, first and 10th lord. Venus offers grace, relational sensitivity, and artistic poise. Jupiter brings vision, ethics, and purpose. In Taurus, their union creates a communicator who speaks with warmth, stability, and natural magnetism. The native expresses in a style that's both grounded and uplifting, balancing sensuality with philosophical depth. Sibling relationships tend to be affectionate, spiritually formative, or connected through mutual growth. With houses tied to identity, career, speech, and transformation involved, this person's voice becomes a tool for leadership, healing, or education. The personality is refined, radiant, and morally steady, able to blend softness with authority. Venus, 3rd and 8th Lord, Saturn, 11th and 12th Lord. Venus refines expression, Saturn disciplines and anchors it. In Taurus, their conjunction yields a communicator who is tactful, measured, and emotionally mature. Speech may be slow but deeply intentional, weighted with meaning and emotional restraint. Early sibling relationships may involve separation, karmic duty, or emotional distance. With links to long-term goals, endings, and hidden strength, this person often expresses through creative solitude, poetic endurance, or spiritual commitment. The personality is elegant and reserved, gifted in shaping language that holds both tenderness and emotional gravity. Venus, 3rd and 8th Lord, plus Mars, 2nd and 9th Lord. Mars adds vitality, directness, and physical expression. Venus adds charm and emotional grace. In Taurus, this blend gives a communicator who is passionate, tactile, and capable of making others feel both energized and safe. Their words carry conviction, yet are laced with sweetness and clarity. Sibling relationships may be affectionate, yet charged with ideological or material friction. With houses of values, belief, intimacy, and expression involved, this native may thrive in public speaking, persuasive writing, or mentorship roles. The personality is magnetic, principled, and eloquent, one who commands attention by inspiring emotional loyalty. Jupiter, 1st and 10th Lord, plus Saturn, 11th and 12th Lord. Jupiter gives vision and confidence. Saturn offers structure and long-term focus. In Taurus, their union fosters a speaker who is steady, wise, and purposeful. They are neither impulsive nor theatrical, choosing instead to speak with gravitas and future-oriented clarity. Sibling ties may revolve around responsibility or shared ideological evolution. With houses of selfhood, legacy, collective success, and quiet retreat activated, the voice becomes an instrument of social design or institutional influence. The personality is composed, loyal, and leadership ready, someone whose every sentence builds lasting frameworks. Jupiter, 1st and 10th Lord, Ketu. Jupiter seeks meaning and expansion. Ketu seeks transcendence and detachment. In Taurus, their conjunction creates a communicator who speaks not to impress, but to reveal. Their tone is soft, reflective, and unconcerned with recognition, yet full of wisdom that emerges without effort. They are drawn to spiritual speech, sacred teachings, or timeless values expressed through calm clarity. Sibling bonds may be emotionally distant or quietly transformative. With career, identity, and karmic release woven into expression, the native may become a spiritual guide or behind-the-scenes teacher. The personality is humble, wise, and subtly powerful, often changing lives without ever claiming credit. Venus, 3rd and 8th Lord, Ketu. Venus loves connection. Ketu severs attachment. Their union in Taurus results in a speaker whose voice is beautiful yet remote, emotionally nuanced but untouched by need for validation. The native may write poetry, speak symbolically, or express through aesthetics with a quality of sacred detachment. They're often drawn to spiritual arts, mystic sound work, or private mentoring. Sibling ties may be gentle but karmically faded. With houses of communication, intimacy, and dissolution activated, the personality is artistic, ethereal, and subtly mysterious, one whose elegance comes from absence as much as presence. Mars, 2nd and 9th Lord, plus Saturn, 11th and 12th Lord. Mars initiates, Saturn sustains. In Taurus, this pairing creates a communicator who is persistent, grounded, and absolutely reliable under pressure. Words are sparse but purposeful, delivered with quiet intensity. This native may speak little, but act in ways that speak volumes. With houses involving wealth, faith, networks, and inner endings in play, they may build careers through disciplined guidance, survival wisdom, or protective speech. Sibling relations are likely serious or rooted in mutual goals. The personality is stoic, tenacious, and powerfully silent, capable of shaping entire paths with just a sentence. Mars, second and ninth lord, Ketu. Mars attacks, Ketu retreats. Together in Taurus, they create a speaker who prefers action over elaboration. The native expresses with clarity, but not verbosity. Their words are stripped of excess, leaving behind only essence. Their communication style can be abrupt, spiritually provocative, or strikingly efficient. Sibling dynamics may be abrupt, karmic, or emotionally independent. With houses tied to belief, money, and letting go, this person often becomes a disciplined spiritual warrior, leading through minimalism. The personality is focused, emotionally detached, and naturally impactful. Someone whose truth arrives without announcement.